The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life, Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard, directed by Mack Benoff, and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi because they feel it's a friendly, good-natured show that offers you relaxation and enjoyment. And you know, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum offers you relaxation and enjoyment, too. It's pleasant to chew on a smooth piece of Wrigley's Spearmint, whether you're working, shopping, listening to your radio, or doing just about anything. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum tastes good, it's refreshing, and the good, easy chewing gives you comfort and satisfaction. Now, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum brings you Luigi as he writes another letter describing his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, today we celebrate the birthday of a great American, Abraham Lincoln. Mamma Mia, for George Washington, who was the father of his country, then I'm going to think Abraham Lincoln was his favorite son. Here in America, there's hundreds of things named after this great man. They got a Lincoln Memorial, Lincoln Nebraska, Lincoln Laundry. You should have seen my shirts, Mamma Mia. Today they come back from a Lincoln Laundry, and in honor of a Lincoln's birthday, they free all the buttons. Here in America, Mamma Mia, if you're very big, they put your face on the money. Well, they put the Mr. Lincoln on a $5 bill. But to show you how fair Mr. Lincoln was, he's also put his face on a penny so the poor people could see him too. Well, right now, I'm going to my night school, and I'm going to hardly wait because we're going to study more about this wonderful American. Oh, yeah, and your last lady, you're asking me how I'm a look, how I'm a feel, and how much I'm away. Well, I'm a look good, I'm a feel good, and I'm away. Well, someplace between 120 and 160, I'm not too sure. But the sounds are crazy, huh? Well, don't worry, Mamma Mia. Right outside by the corner is a weighing machine, and I'm going to find out for you right now. Well, I'm step up on a scale. Put on a penny. Hey, Mamma Mia, what's this? I'm away only 2 pounds. That's no fair. The scale is say honest to weight, but I'm a think it's not this so honest. Well, I'm going to try another penny.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
What are you doing, little banana nose? Weighing yourself before you take a haircut?
Pasquale, is there something wrong with this scale? Look, it says I'm away only 2 pounds.
That's a wonderful, Luigi.
Wonderful.
Don't let anybody else to get on. I got to call my daughter Rosa. She should weigh herself on
it. Pasquale, stop joking. But why this scale don't work good, huh?
Because you in Chicago now, that's a Toledo scale. Well, don't worry. We're going to make it work.
That's what I was going to do with another penny.
Another penny? You crazy?
No, why?
You trying to insult this scale? Luigi, don't you know in America is only one way to treat a self-respect of the machine that don't work?
How?
You kick it.
Kick it, huh? You sure, Pasquale?
Sure, I'm sure. Here, I kick it for you. See how I kick?
Uh-huh.
All right, so now you go. Be my guest.
Pasquale, I'm afraid that's doing something wrong.
What are you talking about? Didn't you ever hear Americans saying how they do everything just for kicks? All right, go ahead, kick.
Ooh!
Hey. What's the matter, Luigi? The scale to kick back?
Maybe I'm going to forget the whole thing.
Well, are you going to be a coward? We're going to get that penny back. Jump.
Jump?
Sure, up and down. Go ahead.
All right. Nothing is happening.
Oh, that's a stubborn scale. Well, don't worry. Now I'm mad. You jump, and I'll kick. Come on.
All right.
Well, what do you know? We hit the jackpot.
Hey, look at how much a penny is. Is it 4, 5, 7, 8, 10? 15, 20, 22, here's the 24 pennies. Pasquale, what I should do with them?
What you should do? Oh, stop talking like such a greenhorn. Keep them, that's what.
But they're not mine. I'm going to give them back.
Oh, sure, sure. I'm going to ask a few. Mr. Scale, my friend Luigi here, he just found some money dropped out of your pants. Would you like it back, maybe? Pardon me? You'd like to jump up and down on him for a few minutes.
Oh, but Scotty, stop the joking. Those pennies, they're not the mine.
Oh, you talking like a maroon. First the lesson I gotta learn you about America is always to be honest, but if there's no cops around, it's every man for himself.
Oh, no, Pasquale, you can't mean this. In America, I'm gonna learn to respect other people's property, and they're gonna respect me. I'm gonna learn that...
Oh, stop, stop. If I want to hear this kind of talk, I go to the park and stop by the nearest soapbox.
Well, what am I gonna do?
Do what you want. I want to forget it, the whole thing. Hey, listen, Luigi. How's about you and me and Rosa going for a little ride tomorrow morning on my Pierce Arrow? Huh? What do you say, little banana nose? Rosa's going to pack us a nice lunch and we drive along the lake, enjoy the scenery.
Hey, I know. Miss Spalding, she can tell me.
Huh? Tell you what?
What I should do with the 24 cents. Goodbye, Pasquale. I'm going to go to school.
Oh, goodbye, but I could tell you too.
What?
Put the money in the bank and live off of the interest.
Bye,
quiet class, please. After all the rolls. Mr. Basco?
Here.
Mr. Howard?
Here.
Mr. Olson?
Hey, yes.
Mr. Schultz?
Never swap horses in midstream.
Well, since you must be so smart, Mr. Schultz, who originally said never swap horses in midstream?
Johnny Longdon.
Oh, smile, Miss Spalding. Of course it was Abraham Lincoln.
Of course. Now, class, I asked you to read the chapter on Lincoln in your history book. Are there any questions before I begin the lesson?
Miss Spalding.
Yes? What is your question, Mr. Basco?
If you stepped on a scale and 24 pennies had come out, what would you think?
I would think you were weighing yourself on a slot machine.
Please, Mr. Schultz. Mr. Basco, we cannot have any more interruptions. Mr. Horowitz, you may tell us when Abraham Lincoln was born and when he died.
Certainly. Abraham Lincoln died on April 15th, 1865.
Yes, and when was he born?
You must be joking, Miss Spalding.
Mr. Horowitz, when was Lincoln born?
On Lincoln's birthday. What else?
Tell us the year, Mr. Horowitz.
Oh, 1809.
Go on, the month.
February.
The day.
The 12th.
All right. Now, Mr. Schultz.
If you ask me what time it happened and who was the doctor, I'm finished.
Mr. Olson, tell us something about Lincoln's boyhood.
Miss Spalding, it will be my extreme pleasure to tell you.
There he goes. Old Faithful is about to spout some hot air.
Well, he was born in a log cabin in Kentucky. During his youth, he worked on a boat. He owned a general store. He was a farmer, a rail splitter, a postmaster, a surveyor.
Yeah, but he wanted a job with more security, so he became president.
Please, Mr. Schultz. That's very good, Mr. Olson. Now, Mr. Basco, you may tell us some of the nicknames that have been applied to Abraham Lincoln and tell us how he got to be known by those names.
Well, the Great Emancipator, because he's a free the slaves.
Good.
The rail splitter, because he's a helper to build the railroad.
Yes.
Honest Abe.
Why was he called Honest Abe?
Why?
Yes, why was he called Honest Abe?
Well, because he was honest and his name was Abe.
And I defy anybody to give him a perfect answer.
Quiet, please.
Miss Spalding, what would Honest Abe do with those 24 pennies, huh?
I don't know about Honest Abe, but Honest Schultz would grab the 24 cents and fly to Mexico.
Stop that, please. Mr. Basco, for the last time, will you try to concentrate on your lesson?
Well, yes, Miss Spalding, but I'm a thought I'm giving the right answer, because everybody knows that Lincoln was very honest, and that's what I'm going to be. That's why I ask you about the 24 cents.
Well, there is one story connected with Lincoln's exceptional honesty. Mr. Olson, I'm sure you can tell it.
How true, how true. But, Miss Spalding, I have read dozens and dozens of books about Abraham Lincoln. Before I tell the story, perhaps you would like me to recite his Gettysburg Address, or his second inaugural address, or his famous reply to Douglas, or perhaps I could quote excerpts from his most famous letters.
Oh, then why don't you just go home and bake Lincoln a birthday cake?
Miss Spaulding, I'm going to know a lot about the Lincoln, too. Since I'm going to come to America, I'm going to try to be like a Lincoln, and I study all about him. I memorize everything. Here, listen. That this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that a government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the...
Wonderful. I tell you, friends, there never was a man like Lincoln.
Well, Luigi, that was well done.
Beautiful little Wiener Schnitzel.
Yeah. What are you thinking about, Mr. Basco?
Well, I'm thinking about Honest Abe, Miss Spaulding. And what he would do with the 24 cents.
Well, we better do something about that 24 cents if we got it another Dreyfus case.
Miss Spaulding, I will answer Luigi and tell the Lincoln story. If I remember correctly, Lincoln once walked 10 miles on the road just to give back a customer some pennies she left by mistake.
And that was the start of the Lincoln Highway.
Mamma mia, is that really true, Miss Spaulding? Did Mr. Lincoln really walk 10 miles to give back some money?
Well, according to legend, Mr. Basco, it happened while Lincoln was clerking in a general store at New Salem, Illinois. After a customer had paid for some merchandise and gone home, Lincoln found that he had accidentally shortchanged her by about 6 cents.
And he's a walk to her house to give her back at the money, huh?
Yes, he walked about 3 miles and returned the 6 cents.
Since then, all transportation has been 2 cents a mile.
Mamma mia, now I know what I'm going to do with the 24 cents.
What?
I'm walking to the scale company to give it back.
Before we return to Life with Luigi, here's a suggestion that'll make your daily activities more pleasant and enjoyable. Carry a package of delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum with you. Chew a stick from time to time. It's really good to get your teeth into a smooth piece of Wrigley's Spearmint. The lively spearmint flavor freshens your mouth and gives you a nice little lift. And the chewing itself gives you extra enjoyment and satisfaction. It makes whatever you're doing more enjoyable. So when you start out your day, tuck a package of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum in your purse or pocket. Be set to enjoy a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint anytime and any place. Get a few packages of refreshing, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
Well, Mamma Mia, I made up of my mind and I'm going to walk to Toledo, Ohio to give back the 24 cents to the people who's on the scale. Well, why not, Mamma Mia? If Honest Abe could have done it, Honest Luigi's are going to do it, too. Just before, I'm going to look under my statue of Abraham Lincoln and I'm going to say, what do you think, Mr. President? You think I should make that trip? Mr. Lincoln has said nothing, but the Mamma Mia, his whiskers was pointing straight to Toledo. So I got up early this morning, I'm bundled up for good, and I'm ready to start my walk, but then there's a commissioner.
Luigi, my fellow boofin. Ach, Luigi, no, you ain't really going to Toledo.
I'm a gone, Schultz.
Luigi, you are all for shivers. I just looked it up. Toledo is 242 miles from Chicago.
242 miles?
Yeah, and by the time you get there with that 24 then... money is liable to be out of style.
Anyway, I gotta walk. Goodbye.
Luigi, wait. Do me one favor.
What?
Don't walk. It's so cold outside. You're gonna freeze to death. Promise me you're gonna grab some rides on the road.
Well, don't worry about what to grab some rides.
That's right. Hitchhike. It's just as Honest Lincoln would have done it in his day. And you'll be sure to get there.
All right, Schultz. Then I'm going to hitch a hike. To make no difference, so long as I'm going to go there by myself and get back the money.
Well, well, look who we got here. Mr. Abraham Lincoln and Mr. Salami Salesman.
Luigi, are you cooking spaghetti?
No.
Then what's this meatball doing here?
Schultz, I heard the Board of Health to condemn the one of your salamis yesterday.
Look who's talking. Since you opened up your restaurant, three drugstores in this block make a living from your customers.
Tell you something.
Talking to you just depresses me, Pasquale. I'm going, Luigi. And remember, if you've got to go, don't walk. Take plenty of rides.
Yes, Schultz, I'm a remember. Goodbye.
Big mouth. Well, I see you really got ready to walk to Toledo, eh? When do you expect to leave, little cabbage puss?
As soon as you get away from that door.
Well, I'm in no hurry. You know, Luigi, I think the strain of living in America is finally giving you a nervous breakdown. Why are you doing this crazy thing?
Pasquale, what's the use to explain to you again how I feel about the Lincoln? You don't even know who he was.
Who, me? I don't know. For your information, Lincoln was such a famous American, they went and named the president after him.
Pasquale, Lincoln was the president.
That's what I said. Now look, Luigi, put down the lunchbox and take off your hat, the earmuffs, the coat, the rubbers, and let's go for that ride in my beautiful Pissarro, just like I promised you.
No, Pasquale, please, let me go.
Luigi, listen to me. It's a freezing cold outside, and Toledo is 3,000 miles from here. I looked it up.
No, it's 242.
My airplane, maybe. Walking, it's longer.
Pasquale, please, don't hold me back.
Look, Luigi, be sensible. By not keeping that 24 cents, you acting like a bad American. Go ahead, ask anybody. See if they wouldn't have forget the whole thing.
I did ask a Lincoln. That's enough for me.
All right, go. Be like a Lincoln. Go to that scale company. You know what's going to happen?
What?
You're going to start another civil war between the Chicago and the Toledo.
Mamma mia, it's getting really cold. Brew. I must walk the 2 miles. Hey, mister. Hitch, please. Hitch, mister, please. Hitch. I'm going this way. Hey, mister. You going to give me a little ride, please?
I'm going up the Shore Drive. How far you going?
Toledo.
Toledo Street?
No, Toledo, Ohio. Mamma mia, if I had the money, I think it would have been better to hitch a hike in a bus. Mister, it's very nice of you to take me in your car.
I'm driving east, so what's the difference? How could you be going so far as Toledo?
Well, it's a long story.
I don't like to be nosy, just making conversation. You going to see your relatives?
No.
Business?
No.
Girl?
No, I'm going to give back 24 cents.
Huh?
Sure, it's not my money, it belongs to the scale people.
Scale people?
I'm a stepped on it, as it said, 2 pounds. I'm a kicked it, then I'm a jump on it, then the 24 cents as it come out.
And you're going to Toledo to return it?
Yeah, sure. I'm a want to be like Abraham Lincoln. Hey, why you stop?
Because I think you're more like Napoleon.
Your truck is right very nice, mister. I appreciate it very much that you stop for me, and I'm going to tell everybody what nice and careful people truck drivers are.
How far are you going, friend?
Well, that depends.
Depends on what?
It depends if you like Abraham Lincoln.
Do I like Abraham Lincoln? And I'm nuts about that guy.
If you're talking to me, mister, my name is Basco.
No, I'm talking to my mother. Mother. Remember how you used to put me on your knee and recite the Emancipation Proclamation? Mother. You'd be proud to hear me recite it now.
I'm glad you like him, Mr. Lincoln.
They don't make him like that no more, Finn. Only Lincoln could have said them words. Don't give up the ship. How far you say your girlfriend?
Well, what do you think about the Lincoln to get his bag of dress? You know, but people...
I know. Government for the people, by the people, at the people, with the people.
No, that's...
Don't try to correct Lincoln, friend.
I'm sorry.
How far you say he was good?
Oh, not so far. What else do you remember about the Lincoln from your school, huh?
Oh, everything. I remember one story where Lincoln worked 100 miles in the rain to give an old lady back her umbrella.
I think that was 3 miles for 6 cents.
Please, I like to remember it my way.
Sure. Main thing is, he's made the walk, huh?
Yeah. Murder! You don't find people like that no more. How far you say he was going, friend?
Well, mister, I think you're going to understand. I'm don't know what the Lincoln is about.
You're going to run for president?
No, I'm going to give back the 24 cents, which I'm got for nothing when I'm a step on a scale.
You're going to give back 24 cents?
Sure, that's why I'm going to Toledo, Ohio. He's just like Mr. Lincoln, huh?
Huh?
All right, I know, mister. Stop the truck. I'm going to get out there. Mamma mia, I'm never felt so cold in my life. Walking. Oh, excuse me, mister. What the town I'm in? Huh?
Sorry, I'm in a hurry.
Mamma mia, I'm going to freeze it to death. If only I'm going to warm up some place. Ooh, I'm going to feel like one bigger piece of ice. I think I'm better sit down by this doorway and rest a little bit. Oh, it's so good to sit down. Maybe I'm a better take a little nap. Ooh, little nap.
Rosa. Rosa! Rosa!
It's coming, Papa!
Well, did you look? Is he back in the store yet?
No, Papa. Oh, poor Luigi. It's so cold out, he's gonna die. He might even get pneumonia.
I don't care if he gets a bronchitis.
Oh, Papa, maybe you ought to go look for him.
Well, what am I going to say to people? Excuse me, did you see Abraham Lincoln pass by here? Oh, why did I have to bring that stumping jackass into America? I should have imported a Frank Sinatra.
Oh, Papa, why'd you make fun of him?
Oh, stop, Rosa. I could have killed myself. Poor little banana nose. Why did I show him how to kick in that scale? Hey, what's that?
It's a police car, Papa, by his door.
Mr. Pasquale?
Oh, Papa, he's got Luigi. Look.
Oh, look on him. Say, I wouldn't let this fellow wander too far from home. We found him asleep in a hallway about 18 miles outside of town. By morning, he would have been a goner.
Oh, Papa, aren't you happy?
Quiet, Rosa. Well, Lincoln, say something.
Hello, Pasquale.
If I were you, I'd put this man to bed and give him some hot drinks. Good night.
Thanks, officer. Good night. Honest to Luigi, the smile and the petty back you give him. What happened, Mr. Lincoln? I see your beard is missing. Guess you had a closer shave, huh?
Oh, Papa, stop. He looks awful bad.
Serves him right. But from now on, Mr. Big Shots, you're going to do like I say. Come on, you get us some sleep, warm up. And then we're going for that drive into my Pierce Arrow.
Come on, Luigi. Papa's waiting in the car.
All right, Delosha. I'm ready.
Well, here comes Mr. Lincoln. Nice and warm at this time. All dressed up, feeling good and comfortable. Ready for the drive?
Ready for the drive.
All right, to get in the car and don't tell me no more about Lincoln. We're going to Lake Michigan for a sightseeing and a drive.
All right, sir. But, Pasquale, I'm going to tell you, I'm feeling terrible.
You're feeling terrible, eh? Lincoln means so much to you, eh?
Yes, he does, Pasquale. Pasquale, why are you going this way?
Yeah, Papa, isn't Lake Michigan the other way?
Oh, shut up, both of you. We're going to someplace else.
Someplace else? So where?
Toledo, Ohio. We're going to give back the 24 cents. You satisfied, honest Luigi?
Yes, Mr. Lincoln. I had a beautiful 6 hours of driving to Toledo, and I'm going to give back the money to the scale company. Pasquale says he's happy about the one thing, that I'm going to step on a California-made scale. So now, Mamma Mia, I finish my letter, and I can finish telling you all about me. I'm now 142 pounds. Pasquale is just the way to me, but he's took no chances. He's put me on his bathroom scale. Your loving son, Luigi Basco, the little immigrant.
Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi. And they want to remind you that chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is an inexpensive, enjoyable way to sweeten your breath and help keep your mouth feeling fresh and clean. You see, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is made to give you real, long-lasting chewing enjoyment. It's smooth and good to chew on. The flavor is delicious and satisfying. And at the same time, it's a long-lasting aid to pleasant mouth freshness. So chew a few sticks of Wrigley's Spearmint every day, as millions do. See how good it makes your mouth feel, and see how enjoyable that pleasant chewing is. Get a few packages of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to listen next week at this time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production. Pat Burton is associate producer. The script is written by Mac Benoff and Lou Derman and directed by Mr. Benoff. J. Carol Nash is starred as Luigi Basco, with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conried as Schultz, Jody Gilbert as Rosa, Mary Shipp as Miss Spaulding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, Ken Peters as Olson, and Ed Max as the truck driver. The music is under the direction of Mud Gluskin, Mrs. Charles Lyon, Miss Mercedes Radio Network.